Imagine downloading a full-length movie on your smartphone in just a few seconds without connecting to Wi-Fi. That's the promise of fifth-generation cellular technology, or 5G, which is slated to roll out in Boston later this year. And there's more to 5G than just lightning-fast entertainment. The new generation of wireless communication could enable robot firefighters or help defuse bombs in war zones. But critics worry technology that could save lives could also cost lives if it's not secure and reliable. WBUR's Kellen Borchers tells us this morning about some of the hopes and the fears surrounding 5G.
Nikki Palmer holds the future in her hand. It's one of the perks of being Verizon's Senior Vice President of Technology and Product Development.
I have a 5G phone, and I can get on this live 5G network right here in this building.
This building is a nondescript brick office near the Harvard campus that Verizon calls the Alley.
We provide a live 5G network and invite others in to play with it, to discover how fast it can be, how responsive it can be.
The possibilities are exciting, but even when Boston joins the few cities that already have 5G, the upgrade will only speed things up for early adopters who buy new devices and more expensive data plans. The Alley simulates what it could be like to walk the street in a time when 5G technology is ubiquitous, a time when the person walking next to you might not be a person exactly, but rather a humanoid robot. This prototype is visiting the Alley with Yan Gu, a mechanical engineering professor at UMass Lowell.
When we need to test the 5G network and the integration with our technology, we come down over here to do the experiments.
The early model is prone to tipping over, but Gu sees a possible hero in the making. She pictures a dramatic future scene with the robot as a first responder.
The robot is rescuing people who are desperate in a building on fire. And there are falling debris, there are walls collapsing, the floors are shaking.
And there is no time for even a few seconds delay on a video feed or between an operator giving a command and the robot receiving it. Gu says the leap from 4G cellular technology to 5G will make the necessary connection speed possible. But there is a catch. 5G signals actually travel shorter distances than 4G signals. That means a 5G network requires a lot of transmitters close together, or there are dead zones. The robot firefighter, if it ever exists, might work in a highly connected city. Remote locations could prove challenging.
But I guess maybe we can develop portable 5G cell towers.
The possible need for portable towers is also on the mind of Michael Helfrich, CEO of Blue Force Development in Newburyport. His software company helps the military process data on the battlefield, where soldiers are used to hauling around cellular equipment.
They'll actually take a LTE network with them and soon a 5G network.
What Helfrich takes with him is a life-size German Shepherd plush toy, outfitted in a utility vest. If the vest with sensors and a body camera were on a real bomb-sniffing dog, and if we were in Afghanistan rather than Verizon's Alley, network security and reliability would be super important.
It can't be taken down in our time of need, and I think that's a legitimate concern.
One specific concern is something called a kill switch, a hidden shutoff that could cripple a cellular network at the worst possible time. Another worry is a back door, a secret way to spy on network users. This is a key point, so let's break it down. Even though we call cellular networks wireless, there are actually a lot of wires, chips, and other hardware that help them run. U.S. intelligence agencies say there could be back doors and kill switches in the parts made by one of the world's largest telecom companies, the Chinese firm Huawei.
Huawei is something that's very dangerous. You look at what they've done from a security standpoint, from a military standpoint, it's very dangerous.
That was President Trump at a White House news conference in May, a week after he signed an executive order that effectively bans American mobile carriers from using Huawei equipment in their cellular networks. Huawei says its equipment is secure, and it would not help the Chinese government collect intelligence. But a Chinese law requires companies to aid surveillance efforts if asked. Helfrich remains wary of silicon chips and other equipment from China.
We really have to control as much as possible the silicon to allow the United States or our partner nation countries to build secure networks.
There's a Verizon marketing slogan that says unlimited cellular data is only as good as the network it's on. With so much exciting and sensitive information set to flow over 5G networks, that may be truer than ever. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.